This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy here, we always know where he's at. He's at The Athletic covering the Milwaukee Bucks. He is Eric Name. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon, Sparky. How are you?
I'm doing good. Before we get to last night's game, which we started the show with, I'd like to go back to over the weekend where the Bucks got screwed yet again. And Doc Rivers' post-game kind of rant about the referee not being able to look through a Bucks player as far as he knows and so forth. And then he gets fined 25 G's for it. And then it was funny hearing Giannis say, you know, there's two rules. One, don't give them your money. And two, remember rule number one, which made everybody obviously laugh. He didn't want to talk about it. But I think that was a very smart play by Doc Rivers, even though he got fined, to kind of state his case and point out what's been happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think pregame last night, Doc had a funny metaphor for the situation. You know, he said that, you know, he knew he was going to pay for it, but it felt like it was worth it. And yep. It felt like, you know, if you see your significant other come down the stairs in a bad outfit and they ask you how it looks, you have two choices. Either you can tell them that it looks bad and you can pay for it, or you can just let it keep going and they're going to look bad in a bad outfit and you're going to go out in public with them. So he said, I knew I was going to pay for it and I did it anyways. And I do think when you look at the way that Giannis is defended, one of the major talking points this year for the NBA has been offensive and defensive players are going to be allowed to kind of fight for the same position. You know, you're not going to see the same kind of moves made by like guys like Chris Paul, where, you know, they would stick their butt out into the defender and like kind of shield them off. Like, defensive players are going to be allowed to be more aggressive and try to fight for that space in ways that they weren't previously. And I think overall that's good for the league, like taking, you know, some of the space given to offensive players back and giving it to defenders is a good thing. But in Giannis Antetokounmpo's case, I think specifically what it's allowed is you are seeing more and more defenders two-hand chuck Giannis anytime he tries to drive into the lane as though, you know, they're a left tackle trying to block a defensive end.
Right.
Right? Like, that is not legal guarding position. You are not allowed to use two hands in that way. And Giannis is largely impossible to officiate. I think we all know that just because he is so dynamic and he is so skilled at 7 feet tall and 250 pounds. Like, it makes it really tough for officials. But I think Doc, in that moment, it was about that game, sure. But I think it was just about the season overall and how teams have been allowed to defend Giannis, that I understand that he is going to be near the very top in free throws earned every single night. And as long as I've been on the beat, I will have told anyone who will ask me that he should shoot five more a night. Like, that's just kind of the reality of being the biggest, most dominant force in the NBA is that you will go to the line a ton, and people will argue, well, that means you're getting calls. But in reality, that means you're probably not getting as many calls as you should because you're just playing with that much force and you're not getting rewarded for it.
Do you think in the NBA today, superstars get more calls than the regular guys on a game-to-game basis?
I don't think it's as bad as it used to be. I think there is always going to be a little bit of superstar treatment, especially when it comes to some more of those like specialty moves, I would say, you know, like the curl around the three, stop and shoot it. I think a guy like Damian Lillard is going to be far more likely to get it than Reed Shepard.
Sure.
If they tried the same move. But I don't think it's as bad as it once was. I think they have reined it in a little bit. But yes, there is always going to be a bit of a superstar bias in the NBA.
So with Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. I've been arguing since probably last week, maybe it's been 2 weeks, to do what kind of they've been doing here a little bit, especially last night I noticed it, where, you know, Giannis and Lillard together, there seems to be ball stoppage, ball movement kind of dies a little bit for whatever the reason when they're both out there together. When Giannis missed a game, the ball moved great with Lillard out there and everybody else. When Lillard missed two games, the ball moved great, I felt, when Lillard was out. When they're both together, it doesn't happen. So last night, you know, one plays the first 4 minutes of the game, the other one then gets to play, then they swap out, the other one gets to play without the other, and then the last 3 or 4 minutes of the half, they play together. Second half, I thought they played together way too long. I think they played together like 8 minutes or something crazy like that. That was probably too long. But then at the end of the game, they come back after playing separately for like the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game. And I've had people tell me that's not sustainable. Like, how are you going to win that way if you're separating your superstars because of how the offense flows? But as of right now, until we see Middleton, which obviously will change the dynamic, I think what they did last night is and should be the plan of attack going forward.
I think without Middleton, and this has always been something that Chris has been so good at, and I think it's something that's maybe a little bit tougher to see because it doesn't necessarily show up in the box score. Sometimes it does. It shows up in assists and things like that. But I just think Chris Middleton is the ultimate connector, that when you are trying to flow from one action to the next, Chris Middleton is elite at getting to it. And whether that means he's making an extra pass or that means he's the one finishing off the possession that Damian Lillard started or Giannis started or whatever it may be, like that second action, either getting to it more often or making it more lethal when you do get to it, has always been something that Chris, I think, has really excelled at. And the Bucks are missing it right now. So yeah, I think when one of those two guys isn't on the floor, then the other four players on the floor are thinking about, okay, well, I got to finish this thing. And that means, you know, guys like Taurean Prince are more aggressive as drivers when they see, you know, a defender out of balance. Gary Trent is going to be more willing to shoot the ball because he knows the possession needs to end. Even a guy like Brook Lopez last night, you know, I'd asked Brook about the first 10 or so games of the season. I think he's shooting like 27% from the 3-point line. He goes 5 of 8 against the Pistons. He goes 5 of 8 from three again last night. And, you know, he had said, like, I'll be honest with you, I don't really focus on my percentage. What I focus on is taking the shots that I'm supposed to take. And if I don't take the shots that I'm supposed to take, that means we're getting worse shots because that is how NBA offense works. Like, you run your actions and you get the shots that you're supposed to get. And I think when Giannis and Dame are both on the floor at times, you know, you see a guy like Brook think about it. Like, should I take this? Like, am I supposed to swing it to Dame or am I supposed to stop and then go dribble handoff again with Giannis? Like, what am I supposed to do with this advantage? In those moments when they're not out there, it's all the four other players on the floor are thinking, okay, Dame threw me this pass, I should shoot it. Giannis threw me this pass, I should shoot it. We've swung the ball around a couple times, I should shoot it. Like, I just think it's easier in those moments to feel empowered, I guess, where you feel like, yes, this is what I should be doing in the offense, rather than, okay, how do I get it back to one of the two superstars? Because they're the ones that are supposed to finish and score this possession.
I understand that. And we can go to Brook Lopez, because if I would have had a post-game show last night, he would have been my MVP of the game. when he is hitting threes and able to score the basketball like he was last night in differing ways other than just hitting the three, but when he's hitting it specifically, I think that opens up the offense for everybody. It pulls a big away from the rim and so forth versus when he's cold and not making them. I think that changes how this offense goes.
Yeah, I think I know it's always funny to see when he's not making the shots, because I know that, you know, my.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My Twitter or the conversations I have with people in person or my comment section at The Athletic, like, it's always going to be people asking me, why does the 7'1" guy stand 30 feet from the basket and yep. shoot? Why doesn't he go get something easier? And when he's missing, I understand it. But the thing I have to keep trying to tell people is like, well, because that's what he's good at. And that's what this offense needs. This offense needs more space for everyone else. Giannis being able to dominate in the way that he's been able to dominate for the last seven seasons has been at least partially influenced by the fact that Brooke Lopez can shoot those shots and does shoot those shots and does make those shots at a pretty high clip. You need that to be successful. So while it will be frustrating to see him miss, the answer is almost never for him to go closer to the rim. They have Giannis for that. Giannis will get the shots close to the rim. They need him to keep shooting those shots and shoot them more confidently. And I think that's one of the things that obviously a number of things have gone wrong at the start of the season, but one of the biggest things that's gone wrong for this Bucks team is it isn't just that Brooke Lopez was missing shots. It was that Gary Trent Jr. was missing shots. It's that Bobby Portis was missing shots. It was this team being one of the worst three-point accuracy teams in the league when they are composed of guys that can really shoot it. And the answer there is not change the offense or stop shooting those shots. It is shoot those shots and stop missing them.
Right.
And that's a really hard thing. Like,
yep.
The play better adjustment is not something that you as a fan want to hear because it's so simple. You wish there was, you know, some sort of tactic that the dumb coach can't do or that the players can't execute, when in reality it's just making shots. And so much of what you're seeing on the nights when the ball's moving or the offense looks better is, well, believe it or not, the ball's going in the basket. That's just kind of the simple nature of this game at times. And that can be really frustrating for fans. I understand that.
Absolutely can be. He is Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name as he joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan. Let's talk about our guy AJ Green here, because he's getting a lot of love after last night. Not necessarily for offense. He did have a big three there towards the end of the game, but defense is what everybody wanted to talk about after last night's game. And the fact that Pat Connaughton did not play and because of a coach's decision also, I think, is a storyline going forward. Is he essentially the next Pat Connaughton with this roster?
I mean, it really does feel like he's had Doc Rivers' trust more than any of the young players on the roster, right? Like, you think back to when Doc first got to Milwaukee, you know, the thing he said is like, well, I don't know these young guys that well, but I do know that guy can shoot it. So he's going to have a spot on the floor. And I think smartly, and, you know, I guess this is what you would hope for from AJ, is that AJ saw that opportunity and took it and then decided, okay, well, if he likes the way that I shoot, what can I do on the other end? And he's turned himself into a really nice defender. And, yeah, if you can shoot the ball from three at a 45% clip and you can hold up defensively, whether that's, you know, being strong enough to make sure you get your hands on guys that are trying to go to the basket and they can't get past you, or you move your feet good, or, you know, you move your feet quick enough, or you navigate screens, like, whatever it may be, like, if you can do all of those things, like, that's just going to keep you on the floor. And I think AJ has done a really nice job finding a way to be a part of that and also earning the trust of kind of all of his teammates. You know, Giannis loves working the old Tony Snell play with AJ Green. He knows that if he dribble hands off to AJ Green, AJ Green is going to shoot it. Dame knows that with a minute and 20 seconds left, he can kick it over to AJ Green, and AJ Green is going to shoot it with confidence. And I just think he's really usurped that role on the wing and put himself into a nice spot where I don't know on a given night who Doc Rivers is going to start. Obviously, we saw that with Andre Jackson, where he started, played the first 5 minutes, and then didn't play again until the final 4 seconds of the game. And we've seen it go the other way, where AJ Green starts, Doc doesn't totally love his defense, and then Andre Jackson plays a lot. But if there's one silver lining, I think personally, to the terrible start that this team had, I think it's Doc Rivers getting more comfortable looking to the young players to see if they have something to offer that the rest of the roster was not giving them. And I think in the last 5 to 8 games, he's figured out, like, oh, yeah, these guys can actually play, and I should trust them, because there's just no other way to get the athleticism that Andre Jackson brings than putting Andre Jackson on the floor. There's no way to get the shooting and defense that AJ Green brings without putting AJ Green on the floor. Like, those are the options on the roster. And after, you know, 14 games, it looks like Doc Rivers is going to be willing to go to those guys, and they've earned some trust from him in ways that, frankly, over the years, Doc Rivers hasn't really shown to young players.
I really wish you and I had an hour every day to talk, Bucks, because I'm never going to get all my questions in this shortest time frame. But I got one more. Because you're in the locker room, you deal with these guys at practices and everything else. I obviously do not. Lillard not on the floor at the end of that game. Clearly not one of the best five defenders. Prior, last year, he seemed a little miffed about being pulled off the court in an end-of-game situation. How was he after the game? Is there an understanding now, finally, between Doc and him of, dude, in these situations, I'm not going to have you on the court, and maybe he's accepted it? I'm just curious.
I think if it's the very, very last possession, I don't think Damian Lillard is going to feel any type of way about it. I think in those situations, that is more of a, I guess, a quote-unquote, like, specialized situation. I think where the problem might have occurred, I think if I'm remembering it correctly, there was like 40 seconds left the last time.
Wasn't it in Portland, too, on his homecoming when they did it?
Yeah, so I think in the moment, if there's a 5 second left situation, all right. And I think one of the big things too, now that Doc Rivers seems to know everyone well enough and have their trust, he has shown no fear in changing people's roles on a nightly basis. Like, whatever you're given on that night, if it's not enough, you're not going to get your second half minutes. We've seen it from Gary Trent Jr., a guy that, you know, started the season in the starting lineup. Now he's working for his minutes off the bench. AJ Green has started. AJ Green's come off the bench. Andre Jackson started. Andre Jackson's come off the bench. Like, I think that is a part of what he's preaching right now. And I just think in that moment last night, Damian Lillard had to kind of accept, like, yeah, we can put out four defenders on the floor right now that can really make an impact in a way that I can't. And for that reason, there's really no problems about it. And, you know, I thought Dame was more than happy to talk about all the ways that A.J. Green affected the game defensively. So I thought it was kind of a cool thing to see, maybe in the growth of their relationship and how this team is trying to make their way back, claw their way out of the hole that they initially dug themselves.
He's Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at @Eric_Name. And back in the day, what was your nickname here when you were an intern?
Oh, my God.
Avatar. Wasn't it Avatar? Weren't you Avatar?
Oh, yeah.
You were Avatar back in the day. Yeah, yeah. Leroy named you Avatar back in the day. Yeah.
Spark, I'm getting old. Like
I
can't even remember anecdotes. I can't even remember anecdotes anymore. This is bad. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Eric, as always, I love having you on. Thank you so much. Proud of you, bud. Man, you're kicking butt. Take care.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Spark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.